a better name. As we continue our study of Hebrews 1, we see that this idea that the Son is made better than the angels is continued. And Paul establishes this fact by very wonderful quotations from the Psalms. In fact, he seems to quote exclusively from the Psalms. And his insights into the meaning of the Psalms should lead us to study them with greater diligence, continually asking the Lord, "Lord, help me to understand the deeper meaning of the Psalms," as Paul did. He begins in verse 5 of chapter 1 with the question, "To which of the angels did God at any time say, 'Thou art my son? Today have I begotten thee.'" Now we've thought of this many times. The today of the begetting is the resurrection day. We see that from Acts 13 and Romans 1. Acts 13:33, Romans 1:4. The today that God handed over life to his son who was dead is the resurrection day. There never was a time before or since in which the son could receive such life. So he is the uniquely begotten, monogenes. "I will be a father to him, he shall be a son." And then he says, when he brings his first begotten into the world on the resurrection day, "Let the angels worship him." Now the angels are ministers. They may be fiery, they may be luminescent, but they are ministers. But Jesus is the Son. And to the Son he says, "Thy throne, O God." So Jesus is God. "Forever and ever a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." Angels are not God. Angels have no kingdom. The Son is on his throne, thy throne. And he is forever and ever. God, even thy God, anoints thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. This is the anointing of Jesus Christ as the high priest, which we shall deal with in due course. "Thou Lord," he's called God, he's called Lord, "who created in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth. They shall perish, thou remainest forever." Although he folded his vesture up in the tomb, we saw this, yet the days of eternity find Jesus still living. To the Son he says, "Sit at my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." But the angels are ministering spirits. In chapter 2 he continues dealing with the Hebrew people with an appeal. Messages that came from angels are very important, and we must not let them slip, or as the margin says, leak out as an empty vessel. Words spoken by angels can be very important, but the word spoken by the Lord is much more important. Do not neglect it. God bears witness to what Christ said. Signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. He did this during the years of Christ's ministry. Now let's notice verses 3 and 4 a moment. The word spoken by the Lord, the word confirmed by God, the word endorsed by the Holy Ghost. So here Paul calls attention to the Trinity that is communicating with the Hebrew people and with us. Lord Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. How important, then, should we listen to the message that the Trinity presents to us? Remembering that the angels are important, God is much more important. And this Son, verse 6, was made for a little while lower than the angels. The word the in verse 6, the Son of Man and the angels, are supplied. It's Son of Man, the essence. When there is no definite article, it's the quality that is brought to our notice. Jesus Christ is Son of Man, essence, Son of Man. That thou visited, made him a little while lower than the angels, but crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of thy hands. Now while this applies very indirectly to Adam, it applies directly to Jesus Christ. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. But we don't see this yet. But we see Jesus, for a little while, made lower than the angels, suffering death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God should taste death for every man. We see the substitute Son, Jesus Christ, little while, made lower than the angels, that he might suffer death. The Son had to be prepared for death. He couldn't have died without this preparation. And this change became him, was suitable to him. For whom are all things, by whom are all things, bring many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation. Now the hymn in verse 10 can also focus on the Father. It became the Father, for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation, Jesus Christ, perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. For this cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So Jesus Christ can call us his brothers and children. Verse 13. Forasmuch then, the apostle continues, as children partake of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself, likewise, took part of the same. Notice his emphasis. He also took part of the same. He himself took part of the same. He took part of the same. He also himself, likewise, took part of the same. He could hardly make it more emphatic that Jesus Christ assumed the same kind of flesh that our children get. Children are partakers of flesh and blood. That through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death. That is, through dying he might destroy the devil. And deliver all those people who through fear of death all their lives were subjected the thoughts of bondage. For verily Jesus took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Now there is talk in some circles that Jesus Christ had the same nature that Adam had before his fall. But Paul very distinctly says here, he took on him the seed of Abraham. And Abraham is down the line at least 2,000 years after Adam. Therefore, in all things it became, behooved, was suitable to him, to be made like his brethren. In all things, that he might be a merciful, faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Why? That he might make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Because he himself, being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. So Paul's argument here is that the Son is the high priest. Merciful, suitable, human-like, understanding, tempted, able to succor to the uttermost them who are also tempted. So he moves through the revelation of God in Christ to the fact that God made Christ the high priest to take care of the needs of his people. The word priest in Hebrew has got an interesting idea. It means approacher, the one who approaches deity on behalf of mankind. Jesus is the great approacher. The affairs of mankind have been handed to him.